Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
After meditating on the baptismal catechesis in the last few days, we turn today to a miracle that prefigures the Eucharist. Let's look first at the sacramental aspect. Unlike other miracles that the Lord does mostly on His own, notice that in this one He involves His disciples at every step. And that is because this is a miracle that anticipates the Eucharist. Christ acts through the disciples, just like He acts through the Church in the sacraments. We can say in a broad sense that the Lord wants to bless others through you. Secondly, this miracle helps us to compare the main blessing that Christ wants to give us and the secondary blessings that are attached to it. When people start to come to Christ, you see them grow spiritually. They experience His presence, start living in a new way, and find greater purpose in what they do. In addition to this, you also see good human outcomes. They grow in self-knowledge, in productivity, in the quality of their relationships, and so on. That's why people who saw this sign wanted to make Jesus their king. They saw the possibility of an earthly paradise. But Jesus ran away. He didn't want them to seek Him to secure those earthly blessings. In His mind, those blessings were pointing to something else, the riches of the kingdom of God. But we may wonder, if Jesus didn't want to be mistaken for someone who simply provided for our material needs, why did He actually do this sign? Or why did He heal? I would say because He wants to use blessings in this life as a sort of first step, as a sign or a sacrament of what's going to come next. He wants to engage us on that first level of desire and satisfaction, so that He can lift us up to something even more excellent. It's the pedagogy of desire that God uses with us. He initially gets us excited about something that feels like an adventure, the beauty of places, music, new people we meet, so that He can open our souls to something deeper He wants us to discover through that. He gets our attention by something we are initially drawn to, and then redirects our hearts to higher things. So why does the Lord want to involve His disciples in distributing His gifts? What are the natural blessings that may result from people being drawn to Him? What are the higher gifts He wants us to discover through those natural blessings?